Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Newsmakers podcast. My name is Herb Warple. I'm the managing editor of the news. Today, we're sitting down with Jeremy Begley, a home performance specialist and the web and social media manager with National Heating and Air Conditioning Company in Cincinnati. Jeremy's here to discuss how and why you should add home performance philosophies to your contracting repertoire. We'll see you on the other side. Jeremy, welcome to the Newsmakers podcast. How are you doing this evening?
Really good, really good. Thank you for having me on your show. It's exciting stuff.
No problem. Thanks for being here. Can you tell us a little more about your HVAC career path?
Sure. For me, it all started in 2009. I was actually pursuing an environmental engineering degree at a local community college. From there, I got introduced to the BPI certification path. BPI, in case people don't know, is Building Performance Institute. I was among the first handful of folks in our local market to obtain the BPI Building Analyst certification. From there, I started looking for a job energy auditing with the local HVAC companies and insulation companies, anything that was relevant to the certification, and basically got laughed out of the building. At that point in time, everyone considered it a fad and said it would never be accepted as a valid concept. So this prompted me to take a couple business classes and try it on my own. Since I was already at the school, it was pretty easy for me to get those classes under my belt. And I ended up starting the first full-service home performance contracting business in the greater Cincinnati market. It was called Cincinnati Energy Solutions. At first, I depended on local HVAC companies as subs for the HVAC-related upgrades. But the further I got down the road and became more comfortable with energy modeling, I began running my own manual J heat load calculations, and pretty soon I just started specking out all my own system upgrades for myself and just had a small independent HVAC contractor doing the install and service work for me. About that same time, our area received one of the largest ARRA funds grants in the country, the Recovery and Reinvestment Act grants, to incentivize home performance work in this area. And so I ended up being the only local company with a business model that fit the profile they were looking for. So for almost the first year that they had the funds available, I was the only contractor that was able to work in the program. And so needless to say, that boosted my business exponentially overnight. And that grant lasted about 4 years. So fast forward to 2013, the ARRA funds had dried up, and I started having a hard time sustaining that level of business because, frankly, I didn't have the secret sauce that the established HVAC contractors had, which was a long-term trust relationship with the community and the luxury of being in homes two times a year at a minimum, year in and year out. So fortunately for me, by that time, some of the local HVAC industry had begun to pay attention to home performance and see its value. And so through mutual contacts, I began to talk to one local company about selling Cincinnati Energy Solutions and coming aboard to help them develop their recent investment in home performance. So that is how I wound up where I'm at today here at National Heating and Air Conditioning Company.
Now, home performance is certainly a buzzword in the industry, and you mentioned the word fad. I think most of us can agree that it's here to stay. But before we can really start talking about home performance contracting, we sort of have to define it. So to you, what does home contracting mean? Home performance contracting, I apologize.
Well, home performance contracting is more than just energy efficiency. It links building science with performance testing to create homes that are comfortable, durable, healthy, and healthy, safe, and cost-effective to operate. The basic idea is that all the parts in a building are connected as a whole house system where comfort and performance change based on indoor and outdoor conditions and also on occupant activities. But as we get homes tighter and the equipment gets more complicated, it often takes a little more detective work and special diagnostic equipment to really determine what's going on in the home or whether the work you've done have really solved the problem that you were called there for in the first place. And even beyond all that, for the HVAC world, it's the ability to be able to solve problems and fix things in a manner that they've never been able to do before.
Now, as a home performance contractor, when you first enter the home, what are the first steps, measurements, or actions you take toward achieving whole home efficiency?
Well, the first step, and I think this is really the most important one, is really quite simple. It's to listen. And by that, I mean listen to what the homeowner is saying. What's the reason that they have you out in the first place? Try to fill their pain. Our approach here to home performance is not a laundry list of energy solutions, but it's more along the lines of providing a safe, comfortable, and cost-effective living environment. So the first step to understand that is to understand what the homeowner values and what the issue is in their mind.
And what other steps or options should be pursued?
Well, the three main categories we look at and try to make better or remedy are typically broken down into comfort, indoor air quality, and high utility bills. So this usually leads to recommendations such as duct sealing, attic air sealing, insulation upgrades, whether it be in the walls or the attic, and if necessary, even a system upgrade.
Now, can you share an example of a project you recently completed over at National?
Sure. So the example that I had in mind was about a month ago, we got a call from a doctor here who was actually in our customer base, and he had a couple of complaints in his home that he hadn't been able to solve. One of them is they had an upstairs area where their kids slept at that was uncomfortable. It was always hot in the summer, always cold in the wintertime. And on top of that, his wife had severe allergies to the point where she was getting shots and had migraine headaches, and they had already installed a HEPA filters and a HEPA filtration system on both of their HVAC systems, and up to this point, nothing had seemed to work. So we went in and we did one of our typical full-blown evaluations of the home. We looked at the attic insulation. We did what's called a blower door test, where we tested air infiltration levels in the home and measured the ductwork for duct leakage. And we also had one of our techs take a look at both pieces of equipment. And so we ended up finding a bunch of issues in the home. We found that he had a super high amount of air exchange between the attic and the house, and also a pretty exorbitant amount of duct leakage. And on top of that, the system that was powering the set or taking care of the second floor was super low on Freon and ended up having a bad coil in it. So with all those things in mind, the solution for that particular home was to go in. We removed every bit of insulation that was in the home, exposed all the top plates and members attic penetrations, and sealed everything with a foam product so that it was completely sealed off from the home. They had a ton of can lights or recessed lighting that we put LED retrofits in and sealed those all up completely, made sure that the bathroom fans were all exhausted to the outside the way that they were supposed to be, and also did what's called AeroSeal, used the AeroSeal process on the ductwork and sealed it from the 50% return rate that they had down to a 2% leakage rate on the supply side and a 5% leakage rate on the return side. And obviously we fixed the furnace as well. And happy to report that since we did all of that stuff, they've called us back and said that her headaches, she hasn't had a single headache since we did the upgrade, and that the rooms are much more livable and that they've never been happier in their home. And we were there, that was at right around a $30,000 upgrade, and we were there for 5 days.
5 days? You did all that in 5 days?
Yes, sir.
Wow. It's pretty impressive. Shifting gears here, say I'm an HVAC contractor interested in home performance contracting. What's my first step? What should I do first?
Well, the first step is training. And there's a lot of different places that you can get training at. And but what I would recommend is talking to the National Comfort Institute and taking their course. They have a little introductory two-day course. It's called Performance-Based Selling. And I would have an owner and a manager go through that course, and this is going to give you a good understanding of what's involved in this business and help you understand it, if it's right for you or if it's maybe something that you don't want to get involved in.
Okay, well, what basic equipment will I need, and financially, how much is it going to set me back?
Well, at a minimum, you're going to need a blower door set, a duct tester, a flow hood, a combustion analyzer, and a gas leak detector. From there, you need to decide if you want to do the insulating work in-house or form an outside relationship. If you're going to do it all in-house, then you're going to need probably another truck or two, an insulation blower, air sealing equipment and, in our mind, an aero seal duct sealing machine. Not everybody buys that, but the results and the difference that you get by sealing the ducts with air seal versus trying to only hand seal the stuff you can get are astronomical. So we definitely suggest going that route. With training and staffing, you're going to be at about $200,000 buy-in.
So that's quite an investment. And another question that the answer may vary on a case-by-case basis, but how much will my typical HVAC service ticket increase through HPC work?
Well, you just heard me say $30,000 on the job I described earlier, so you're looking at that on a high end, and at a low end, a minimum of about $3,000. So okay, there's quite a range there, but that's typically the low end and the high end of it.
Gotcha. Now, you're pretty well versed in BPI, as you mentioned at the beginning of the interview here, and the HERS rating system, but how helpful are these organizations when it comes to learning the trade, and do you recommend any other sort of education?
Sure. So the BPI training or the HERS training, either one is imperative to have. They both will provide you the core understanding necessary to get the desired results when evaluating the home and when repairing your home from a whole house perspective. Beyond that, they help drive the market by providing a second layer of trust with the public through quality insurance. As far as additional training outside those two organizations, anything that the National Comfort Institute has to offer, I highly recommend in terms of the HVAC industry because it's tailored to people coming from that industry into home performance. Those guys know it backwards and forwards, and they have a lot of knowledge about ductwork that is a natural fit for HVAC contractors getting into the home performance arena that is going to give them a leg up on people that maybe are not coming from this from the HVAC perspective.
Okay, and this is a very subjective question, again, with lots of variables at play, I realize. But as a contractor, after I've made my initial home performance contracting investment, any guess on how long it'll take for me to recoup that cost?
Well, I don't have a good answer for you there. It's too early for us to tell. We've been in it about a year and a half now, and all I can tell you is that to this point we have not recouped the initial investment. But I think that there's other people out there that have been in it a lot longer and that are successful, and I've heard from them anywhere from 3 to 5 to even 6 or 7 years sometimes.
Okay, it seems about logical. So another open-ended question for you. When HVAC companies fail in home performance contracting, why do they do so? What's the most common cause?
In my opinion, it's because they view it as a side business and not a cultural change or a next best practice. Home performance contracting is a way of doing business that really has to be inundated into the everyday runnings of the business, starting from the way the initial calls are handled to how guys look at things out in the field to how you even install and start up your equipment. So it's a results-oriented business, and it has to start from the ownership down. Owners often make the mistake of confusing financial investment with being invested and committed to quality and investing in making sure that they're the core building science principles and home performance contracting concepts are being implemented in every phase of the business.
So we've established that home performance contracting is quite an investment. So as a contractor, is it the holy grail? Am I missing out by not making that jump?
I say absolutely. Obviously, it's not for the faint-hearted. It is a substantial upfront investment, and it really does separate the men from the boys, or you know, the cream of the crop rises to the top, or however you want to look at it. But if you're willing to fully invest on all fronts, you're going to be able to fix things and solve things for homeowners that none of your competitors can and that you never have before. And the referral business and additional revenues are endless from that point.
Great information, Jeremy. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think that was a very thorough, well-thought-out interview. I think it covered everything.
All right. Well, thanks, and we wish you the best of luck with your HPC going forward.
No problem. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care, Jim.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We hope you enjoyed our conversation with Jeremy and learned a bit more about home performance contracting. Thanks for listening. We encourage you to join us for the remainder of our Newsmakers podcast series for free on iTunes. And for more information, visit www.achrnews.com.